Hello, I am Brother Chris, and welcome to One Living Word, where we examine and share a spiritual lesson on one or more verses from one chapter of the Bible. Today we're focusing on the topic, repent, based on our reading of Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 6 to 11. Let us hear what the word of the Lord has to say in this passage of scripture. Therefore, say unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, repent, and turn yourselves from your idols, and turn away your faces from all abominations. For every one of the house of Israel, or the stranger that sojourneth in Israel, which separateth himself from me, and setteth up his idols in his heart, and putteth the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face, and cometh to a prophet to inquire of him concerning me, I the Lord will answer him by myself. And I will set my face against that man, and will make him a sign and a proverb, and will cut him off from the midst of my people. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. And if the prophet be deceived when he hath spoken a thing, I the Lord have deceived that prophet, and I will stretch out my hand upon him and will destroy him from the midst of my people Israel. And they shall bear the punishment of their iniquity. The punishment of the prophet shall be even as the punishment of him that seeketh unto him, that the house of Israel may go no more astray from me, neither be polluted any more with all their transgressions, but that they may be my people, and I may be their God, saith the Lord God. If we repent of our transgressions, there will be no reason for God to use punishment as a means of drawing us or drawing to our attention the fact that our iniquities have separated us from him. There are times in our lives when distress, famine, nakedness, perils, and various types of calamities come upon us, and we wonder why these things are happening to us. There are times when we pray to the Lord earnestly for something that we think is very important, but God just doesn't seem to hear our prayer. Could it be that God has allowed certain things to happen in our lives because of our transgressions? Could it be that our iniquities have separated us from God and therefore is not in a position to hear our prayers and to protect us from the fiery darts of the wicked one? There are some of us Christians who seem to believe that we can live our lives anyway and God will answer our prayers and continue to protect us. But this is the furthest thing from the truth. Let us take a few minutes again to look at what the Lord said to the prophet Ezekiel in Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 6 to 11. For therefore say unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, repent and turn yourselves from your idols and turn away your faces from all abominations. For every one of the house of Israel, or of the stranger that sojourneth in Israel, which separated himself from me and set up his idol in his heart, and put at the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face, and cometh to the prophet to inquire of him concerning me, I, the Lord, will answer him myself. And I will set up my face against that man, and will make him a sign and a prophet and a proverb, and I will cut him off from the midst of my people, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. And if the prophet had deceived when he had spoken a thing, I, the Lord, have deceived that prophet. And I will stretch out my hand upon him and will destroy him from the midst of my people Israel. And they shall bear the punishment of their iniquity. The punishment of the prophet shall he even as the punishment of him that seeketh unto him, that the house of Israel may go no more astray from me, neither be polluted any more with all the transgressions, but that they may be my people, and I will be their God, saith the Lord God. Matthew Henry, in his commentary on this passage of scripture, he made the following statements, and I quote, the punishment of some are designed for the prevention of sin, that others may hear and fear and take warning. When we see what becomes of those that go astray from God, we should thereby be engaged to keep close to Him. And if the house of Israel go not astray, they will not be polluted anymore. Note, sin is a polluting thing. It renders the sinner odious in the eyes of the pure and holy God, and in his own eyes too, whenever conscience is awakened. And therefore, they shall no more be polluted, that they may be my people, and I may be their God. Note, those whom God takes into covenant with himself must first be clean from the pollution of sin. And those who are clean should not only be saved from ruin, but be entitled to all the privileges of God's people. End of quote. In this passage of scripture, we see the Lord making two very important statements. One, the children of Israel must repent so that they can come back into harmony with the Lord. And two, God allowed them to be punished so that they will not go astray from Him. We must remember that God is not willing that any of us should perish, but that all of us should come to repentance. Therefore, God will do everything that is required, whatever that is, to bring to our attention the state of our iniquity. God will do whatever is required to make sure that we understand the extent of our transgressions, of His law, and our need to repent of our transgressions. You see, my friend, all God wants for us to do is to what? Repent of our transgressions, so that He can provide the pardon we need to be reconciled again to Him. If we do not repent of our transgressions, God will not be in a position to remove our iniquities from us and ensure that we receive eternal life. So, whenever we see ourselves going through difficulties, we should take some time to examine the state of our relationship with the Lord. We should take some time to ask the Lord to search our hearts and to bring to light any wickedness that exists in our heart. Then we will know and we'll be able to ask Him to give us the strength to repent of our transgressions so that He can remove from us the punishment and put us back in harmony with Him. I pray that we will ask God to search our hearts and to reveal to us any wickedness that exists there, so that we can repent of our transgression and avert any punishment that would come upon us. We must remember that at the end of the day, God will do whatever is required to help us to overcome these issues. God loves us, and His love is unconditional and will never change. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for Your blessing and Your mercy. We thank You, Lord, for Your forgiveness and Your watch care over us. We thank You, Heavenly Father, for giving us the opportunity to be alive today and to be reminded of the importance of ensuring that we repent when we commit transgression. Forgive us, Lord, for all that we have done. Bless us today, we pray, through Jesus Christ, O Lord. Amen. Have a blessed and Holy Spirit-filled day.